have been lost, and nobody wants to see this conflict go on a day longer than it has to. And that's why we've been consistent, and I made this point in Parliament last week, in calling for a sustainable ceasefire.
It's a slight change in tone from the humanitarian pause Rishi Sunak had been calling for previously. Labour's backing it. Some breaking news. A body found in a river in Norwich has been formally identified as Gaynor Lord. The discovery was made in the Wensum on Friday, a week after the mother of three was last seen, having left work early. No third party was involved. Michelle Moan claims she was honest with government from the very beginning about her involvement with a company supplying PPE during the pandemic. The Tory-appointed peer has admitted lying to the media about her links to Medpro, which made a £60 million profit from a COVID contract. BP has blamed the deteriorating security situation in the Middle East for its decision to pause shipments through the Red Sea. The oil giant's concerned about recent attacks on vessels by rebels based in Yemen. Here's our business correspondent, Paul Kelso.
We are starting to see some economic ripples from these attacks that have been going on for some time now. And of course, these major shipping companies saying it is too dangerous for them to use these routes.
Sunderland have appointed Michael Beale as their new head coach. The former Rangers boss succeeds Tony Mowbray and has agreed a deal until the summer of 2026. And a rows erupted over the winner of this year's Miss France contest having short hair. Yves Gilles, who has a pixie cut, is receiving support from politicians after critical messages were posted on social media. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's overcast this evening with a chance of light rain or drizzle tonight. Outbreaks of showery rain moving in from the west through the early hours and overnight lows of 11. Now, tomorrow morning will be dull and damp with outbreaks of showery rain lingering overhead. Turning drier though and brighter through the afternoon as the rain clears to the east.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Christmas week here on Drive. Thanks, Scott Ross, for a brilliant 1 till 3. And of course, he will be back tomorrow at the studio at 1. Now, we've got some fab music. My guests today as well, we've got Andy and Charlotte at St. Francis Hospice telling us all about Christmas tree recycling. We've got Ali Happel as well of the WSL roundup a little bit later. And again, as I say, fab music and much more. But let's kick the day off, shall we, with some Bruno Mars.
Swimming in your water, something's big.
Locked Out of Heaven, Bruno Mars here on Phoenix FM. Now I'm going to play a couple of tracks for you, both from the 80s. One of the best Christmas songs of the 80s. I don't know, maybe we should have a poll or something like that. I don't know. So I can actually find out what your favourite is. And then we're going to be stuck with you. Well, we're going to be stuck with Huey Lewis and the News.
Much too late.
Happy to be stuck with you as I am here on Phoenix FM Drive with you. Today is 3:15 already. We've got another 2 hours and 45 minutes together, and I love hearing from you. So if you would like to get hold of us and you want to play a record for somebody else, or you just want to use me as your own personal jukebox, I'm happy to do that. Doesn't have to be a Christmas song either, obviously. You can email radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can get hold of my socials, Facebook and Instagram at Joe Bailey Music, and X, I've said it right, at Joe Bailey Music 1. Now, coming up, we've got the ads, and then we are going back to 1971 with a Jackson 5 Christmas song. But first, that, I'll tell you, you've got it all going on today. Let's have a listen to a guest the intro.
Guess the intro.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Some magic hair that old silk hat they found.
Frosty,
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 that was a biggie old weekend, wasn't it, for finals of TV stuff. Now, I won't give anything away, just in case. I don't know how you've not heard who the winners are of the shows. We had Survivor as well, was a final there. That hadn't been on for over 20 years. I remember when the original one came out, and it was in the 2000, I think, around that time. And Zoe Lyons was on it. You know, the one, she does all the quiz shows now as well. But she was a stand-up comic. But I remember she was in the first one as well. And one of the newsreaders, the blonde one, used to do all the hosting of it. But of course, this time it was Joel Dommett. So that was brilliant. And then, of course, we had Strictly. Now, on Strictly, there was an announcement that made a lot of us really happy and extremely surprised. I'm not going to give anything away for the winners if you haven't seen this. But if you're a Eurovision fan, you will be super excited if you don't already know. Because an announcement was made on Saturday night on Walt Alexander, yes, of years and years, and announced that he was going to be our act for 2024's Eurovision. And now the bookies have already slashed the odds way in half, down to 6-1 now as well. So, yeah, as the news broke on Saturday night. So, yeah. So, I think the UK won. Was it 97 or 98? I'll have a look for you. It was definitely Katrina and the Waves. It was either 97 or 98. So, we could actually be with a chance with Ollie, because everybody knows him and everybody loves him around Europe as well. So, taking us up to the travels, I'm going to have a little look over there for you. We're going to have years and years with Shine. And hopefully it'll be shining in 2024 in May.
I remember us alone, waiting for the light to go. Don't you feel that hunger? I've got so many secrets to show. When I saw you on that stage, I shivered with the look you gave. Don't you hear that rhythm? Can you show me how we can escape? I was biting my tongue, I was trying to hide.
I wanna
Yes, so that's Ollie Alexander, Years and Years. Yes, and he is going to be our Eurovision entry for 2024. I'm already excited. I've not even got Christmas over and done with yet.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, well, in Wickford, there's slow traffic on Runwell Road. That's A132 southbound between the Retterden Turnpike and Golden Jubilee Way. Here in Billericay, it is sticky slow traffic on South End Road. A129 northbound between Barleylands Farm and London Road. Then Lakeside, there's slow traffic on all approaches to the shopping centre and surrounding areas to the retail parks. That's not unsurprising, though, is it really, this time of year? In Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 east between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. You're looking at around a 15-minute travel time on that one. Now, there is one lane closed due to an accident as well on the A406 North Circular eastbound near the M11 Junction 4, but traffic is coping well, but just be mindful of that one. Also, that's not going to help Lakeside, this one, queuing traffic due to an accident on the A103 06 Arterial Road. It's Monday, forgive me. West Thurrock both ways near the B186 Pilgrims roundabout there. Now, let's head over to the Tube, because again, the rail's looking okay for us today, but the Tube, minor delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. Normal service has resumed on the District Line, which is great news. Normal service resumed on the Metropolitan Line as well. Happy days. Underground station closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town still, though. Severe delays on Piccadilly Line between King's Cross and St Pancras and Hammersmith. Underground station is closed and trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line at Hyde Park Corner due to a passenger incident, and trains are not stopping on Piccadilly Line eastbound at South Ealing. But do you know what? There's a good service throughout the rest of the network. Now, don't forget, in a minute coming up, we have Andy and we have, oh my goodness, I've just met her and I've already forgotten her name. Charlotte, I'm sorry, I owe you some chocolate now. Oh, Charlotte, coming up soon. Well, after Kinks and Waterloo Sunset.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, flowing into the night. People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi light shines so bright. But I don't need no friend. As long as I gaze on Waterloo Sunset, they are in
I was singing away there. So in the studio we have, I call him a mate now because I love this fella. I know it's a lot of love going on today, to be fair. It's Andy Furno of St Francis Hospice and their own Pocket Rocket. Yep. Andy, how are you?
Good afternoon, Joe. Lovely to be here. Thank you very much for having us. Yes, I've brought our very own Pocket Rocket with us, little Charlotte.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, everyone.
I've got your name right this time as well, haven't I?
You have, yep.
So, right, you are here today to talk about recycling your Christmas tree. Well, not your own personal one, but everybody else's.
Everybody else's. We are indeed. This is, for any listeners that may have heard us this time last year, this is a campaign that we've been doing over the last few years at the hospice, but it's growing and it grows ever more every year. Hmm. And people say to us, how do we raise the money from recycling? That's not actually how we raise the money. What we do is we take away people's trees for a voluntary donation. Yeah. So it's really, really easy to get involved. Hmm. And we're going to tell you exactly how you can do that.
Well, come on in. Tell me, how do we do that?
Okay, well, first of all, what we'll do is we'll tell you exactly the postcodes that we're actually collecting from. So over to you, Charlotte.
So we are collecting from the postcodes RM1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Sounds like a game of bingo, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was just counting which ones we've missed there. Now, we missed 8, didn't we? So, yeah. So, do you want to go through that again?
I think we missed 8, 9 and 10.
Yeah.
So, to be clear, RM 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11, 12, 13 and 14. But the reason we've really come on Phoenix today is to get this message across, that this year we're also collecting from CM 13, CM 14, CM 15 and CM 40.
You're going way out then,
way
aren't
out.
You this time? Yeah, because if you're listening in for the first time as well, St Francis Hospice, everybody has heard of St Francis. We've certainly seen you in your gorgeous yellow jackets as well.
This is orange, Joe. But I don't know whatever you...
Did I say yellow?
You said yellow.
I told you it's Monday. I'm having a day, to be fair, yeah. Because you specialise as well in providing care for anyone, really, of any faith or culture background who have been diagnosed with a serious illness and are living in Havering, Brentwood, Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge and West Essex.
So absolutely spot on, Joe.
You touch everybody's lives, essentially, that live or work in these areas, essentially.
Absolutely. And we're really proud fundraisers of the hospice, and we're all passionate about our work. This is an exceptionally busy time of the year, and Charlotte really is the project lead on the Christmas tree recycling, so that's why I kind of dragged her along today.
Yeah,
it's a really great campaign, and we have so much fun with it, and it raises such vital funds for our hospice. So, yeah, we'd love everyone to register if you have got a real tree.
Yeah, it'd be amazing, because they do say there's about between 6 to 8 million Christmas trees in people's homes. I didn't realise there was that many.
Just goes to show you. I mean, I think... realistically, cost of living, not everybody's going for a real tree, but you'll be surprised how many do. So for any listeners that are very keen to get involved, it's very easy to register, and to bang the point home, me and Charlotte are going to do it together.
On
the count of three, Charlotte, 1, 2, 3, it's sfh.org.uk/tree.
That was wonderful. Do that again. I'm going to count you down. 3, 2, 1.
sfh.org.uk/tree.
I love that. And do you know what? There's nothing sadder, is there, than like a Christmas tree just been dumped outside somebody's house waiting for someone to take it away. So if you can do something with it as well, you
absolutely
know, to donate, no matter what they can, it'd be a wonderful thing. Again, because people don't realise, because it can go back to mulch and things like that for the local parks and things
absolutely
like that, right?
As we say, Joe, so easy to get involved. People register the tree. We collect in between, what is it, Charlotte? It's the 11th and the
14th.
We're out collecting. We have a whole team of volunteers that help us with that. And what we do is we pick up the tree. I think you just leave it on your front drive or just outside the front. We come along, pick it up, and we take it off to be recycled. But we raise the money through the voluntary donation. So that's how we do it. I must say, and this is really, really important, this year we have a brand new sponsor of the campaign. A huge thanks to the Sharp Group, who have really got behind us and put forward the money as a sponsor this year. So we're very, very grateful. But if your listeners are keen to get involved, get their tinsel toes ready and get the trees out, that'd be fantastic.
Great stuff. I'll tell you what, Charlotte, because I couldn't remember your name for a second there. I've had a Monday, right? I've asked if you want a request. So we're going to have a request. I'm going to come back because I want to hear you again in unison like this. Almost a Christmas carol when you were singing that together. So what song have you got? Can you remember what it was?
I went for This Will Be.
Okay, we'll be back in a second. Put that on repeat and having a little dance in the studio.
We love that.
Yeah, that was a good one, that was, wasn't it? It's got us all going there as well,
certainly
hasn't it?
Yes.
To be fair, talk about that, Andy. Let me tell you a little secret. You're a West Ham fan, aren't you?
You know, I'm a huge West Ham fan,
Joe.
We were actually just talking off air because obviously the Mighty Hammers beat Wolves yesterday. And it's interesting because that was the return of Craig Dawson.
Yeah.
Now, when he was at West Ham, we at St Francis Hospice done an interview with Craig, didn't we, Charlotte?
Yes, we did.
And he very kindly donated a signed boot, which obviously we were able to raise valuable funds with. So, real gentleman, really, really nice man when
that's
we interviewed
so
him.
That's so nice, isn't it, when you've got nice fellas do things like that.
I didn't care that he was on the losing end yesterday, though.
I was quite happy about that. It wasn't the same man, but there you go. But yes, anyway. So, Charlotte, is there anything else you would like to tell us about the Christmas tree collection? Because can people start to ring up now maybe and donate beforehand and things like that?
Yes, definitely. Our registrations are already open and you can register. You can give us a call, but it's easier if you go onto the website. Do you want to take it away again, Andy?
You can. It's SFH.org.uk/tree.
Do you know what? I'd love you to stay here for the next 2 hours and 20 minutes. And every now and again, I could just point at you and you could keep saying that because that is brilliant.
We can do anything on cue, Joe. Anything. But do you know what? Actually, the guys in the office will be wanting us back any time. We actually had a big planning meeting just before we come out about CTR because, like I said, there's a lot of volunteers that are involved. There's a lot of businesses that give their time, they give their vehicles. It's a big old campaign that Charlotte leads up. But must really say a good afternoon to Lisa D, to Lisa P, to Georgina, and to Paul. And me and Charlotte, we were in the meeting as well, weren't we?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, you see, people don't realise how much work goes into these campaigns to even just get them off the ground, really. So it's an awful lot of planning, so well done. You're tired there, are you, Charlotte? You're having a difficult time with it all, trying to get it all done. I'm trying to take photographs as well. And, I'm not very good at multitasking today.
I'll tell you why she looks tired. Why she looks tired, Joe, is because, again, this time of the year, we do the Light Up a Life services as well, and we've had one at the hospice, we've had three cathedrals since, haven't we?
We've had two in Brentwood, St Thomas's Church and Brentwood Cathedral, and then yesterday we had our final one at St Edward's Church in Romford. So it's been a busy month.
So what you're saying about the work that goes on behind the scenes, it is tireless. I mean, both of us have a 7-day-a-week contract. It's you spread your hours over those 7 days. It means you could be doing something first thing on a Monday morning, you could be doing something last thing on a Sunday night. You have to be very dedicated, but we are. We love our hospice. The community loves the hospice. There'll never be a time it's not needed.
No, you're absolutely right. Sorry, it's a wonderful thing. I forgot that I had to talk on the mic myself. Because I do. I get all emotional when you guys come in because there's so many different campaigns. We could literally sit here for the rest of the 2 hours and 15 minutes and just talk about all the campaigns and events you've got coming up that you know of at this precise moment in time as well. But is there anything else that, basically, if people just go to
sfh.org.uk/tree.
I love that. I'm pointing now. I've not even got to say anything anymore. Then you can get all the information of anything they want to donate or help out for future campaigns as well.
Absolutely. If anybody wants to get involved in any kind of fundraising or even get some more information about the hospice, all the W's, sfh.org.uk, and that will take you straight to the website. It gives you, you know, information on everything. We could have come on 2 weeks ago and spoke about Christmas Jumper Day. There are so many businesses that are doing that at the moment. We've got things with the local pubs. One for the hospice, you'd love this, Joe. You go into the pub and you go, you know, I'll have an orange juice for Jan, and I'll have a gin and tonic for Bill, and I'll have one for the hospice, please. And that's something we're doing at the moment. And,
that's a really good thing.
It's a really nice idea.
Have pubs signing up for
This is the thing. We are never ceased to be amazed by the generosity, not just of our supporters, but also the pubs, the clubs, the social clubs. You know, a hospice does not run without local support.
No.
And on that note, can I please say a massive thank you to Phoenix FM, because whenever we come on to Phoenix 98 FM, you always accommodate us, you allow us to talk about our campaigns and reach out to the community and ask for that support. And we're not shy to ask, we have to be.
Yeah.
As I say, at the end of the day, we are there for our patients and patients' families.
Yeah, and we're here essentially to help spread the word, and we always feel privileged when you guys come in and talk. You know, I'm just sitting here pressing the buttons, and you know.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Joe. You know, I mean, I'm quite familiar with this studio, as you know. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bring Charlotte in the new year because she would love to talk to people about the Brentwood Half Marathon, which takes place in
March. Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll come and do another. Yeah. We'll come and do another bit with you, Joe.
Well, Charlotte, do you know what? I've enjoyed this so much. You are a pocket rocket. I suggest if you can get a little bit of time off as well, maybe you can spend more than just 15, 20 minutes, maybe a whole hour. We'll go from some playlists as well.
Absolutely. I love it. It's great.
Get some playlists from people you work with as well at the hospice. And,
does that mean I can have a go on the radio?
No, you've had enough time. Yeah. Look, see, can't help himself, can he? I don't know. Anyway, listen, thank you so much again. And last time, where do we get hold of you?
sfh.org.uk/tree.
Andy, Charlotte, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
I feel the moon that could go to space.
Pharrell Williams happy. Oh, do you know what? Everyone that ever comes in from St. Francis Hospice are always just such wonderful people. Whether they work there full time or whether they're volunteers, they are just so lovely. Always light up the studio as well. Orange is definitely the right colour for them. So, yeah, so there, if you've just tuned in, you've just missed it, don't worry, it'll all be up online by first thing tomorrow morning, so you can catch up on the episode and find out even more details on how to recycle and donate your Christmas tree. Right, now, coming up in a second, we've got another Christmas song. I'm going to sneak in before the top of the hour, but first, let's just have a quick break.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Queen. We thank God it's Christmas here on Phoenix FM with me, Jo Bailey, on Drive in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, taking us up to the top of the hour, we're going to have a song from a birthday girl born this day in 1980, Christina Aguilera. Now, she had the number one genie in a bottle. Hard to believe it was last century. It was 1999. And now, coming up as well in the second hour, yes, after 4 o'clock. But there's a new poll. Yes, we'll be finding out the top six Christmas experiences in the UK. You've still got time to go up and book them as well. We'll also be finding out that 25% of us admit that we hate this particular thing most at Christmas. We'll be finding out what that is. And also, we'll be hearing from Ali Heppel of WSL. She does all the Women's Super League shows and stuff as well from America. She'll be online from around 4:30 via Zoom, just catching up with all the WSL news before we broke up for Christmas. But now, as promised, Christine Aguilera, and I'll see you after four.
Someone to release me. You look in your lips and blow and kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, baby, baby,
this is Phoenix FM News.